Cardigan Bridge. Now the bridge, or bridges. And I'm certainly not talking about the relatively new bypass bridge over there. The north and south banks of the Tyvee have long been connected in this area, even before there was a town. The bridges were located farther upstream, closer to where St. Mary's Church is. In 1231, another bridge was destroyed. When a replacement bridge was built, it was moved to its present location. For hundreds of years, the bridges crossing the Tyvee were made of wood. Corruption and scandal rocked 16th century Cardigan when George Owen was accused of taking money from bridge repair work and supplying less than adequate wood from his woods for the works. Disputes over wood quality on the bridge ended when progress came to Cardigan and the first stone bridge was built in 1639. 5 years later, though, the Civil War came to Cardigan. Royalist troops held Cardigan and ordered the bridge to be demolished to prevent Puritan soldiers from crossing into Cardigan. All that effort, all that money to build a bridge, and it gets destroyed only 6 years later. The Parliamentarians were a determined bunch, though, and they didn't let a demolished bridge stop them. They built a wooden bridge across the Tyvee anyway. Remember, these were the same Parliamentarians who destroyed any Catholic artifacts they could find in St. Mary's that we talked about before. Locals weren't happy about the Royalists destroying the shiny new stone bridge. Once the Civil War was over, citizens petitioned for wealthy local Royalists to pay for bridge repairs. If you look under the bridge, you'll see narrower arches right underneath those in place now. They are the original arches from the first stone bridge. In 1936, the bridge was widened to 40 feet, allowing for more modern traffic to pass on the bridge. The footbridge, which is to the right of the bridge when looking south, was completed and opened in 1976. In 1999, concrete was poured at the base of the bridge's footings to stabilize the bridge and extend its life. However, not everyone was happy, as pouring the concrete at the base also meant that the 17th century timber and stone underpiece was removed.